Hello and welcome to the audio extension of How to Change a Habit. In this 9-part audio guide, I'll cover some of the key concepts you need to know to take control of your habits. By the time you're done, you'll be able to start your first 30-day trial and start working on those first few habit changes you want to make. To start, I'd like to answer a common question I get all the time. The question is, why bother changing habits? I get this response for people that have some feeling that I'm a productive robot who never does anything fun and focuses on following a routine to the letter every single day. And nothing could be further from the truth. The reason to use habits is that your life is already being run by habits. More than 90% of what you're doing is being run by habits. Just think about it. You're not deciding to breathe right now while I'm talking, are you? When you woke up this morning, was that a completely new event? Or was it basically the same as you'd woken up yesterday and the day before that? What about breakfast? Did you try a completely new food that you'd never eaten before? Or did you just have an ordinary breakfast, maybe the one you had yesterday? So, you're already a robot. Habits are already ruling 90% or more of your life. The point of changing habits is being able to recognize this fact, admitting it to yourself, and then taking control of it. So instead of society and your environment writing your program behaviors, you get to write the programming and you get to take control. Habits have such a large impact on our lives because of the importance of attention. Attention is way more important than time management for productivity. You can have many hours of the day, but you have a limited amount of processing ability to process information and use it effectively. So if you're having to make decisions all the time about whether or not to go to the gym, whether you should be working, what you should be working on, you're spending all of that energy thinking about it instead of actually doing it. Habits allow you to take control of that process and make routines out of the most common behaviors of your day, so you don't have to think about them, and you can spend time solving the really difficult and interesting problems in your life. The real reason to use habits is that we're all far lazier than we'd like to admit. I know I am. I don't like to work harder than I need to get something done. By making good routines, I can spend all of my energy thinking about interesting problems and doing interesting things I actually enjoy, rather than worrying about simple problems of my day.